Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Castology.
Welcome to Castology, the podcast where we love, listen, and I don't know if you'd say worship podcasts, but
really some of them.
Some of them. L.
Yeah, love, listen, and loathe sometimes.
Oh, damn it. Missed opportunity.
Live, laugh, loathe.
What a motto to listen to. That's right. We're a podcast that recommends podcasts every single week. We do love what we do. I'm one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across me is
Zane C. Weber.
And
Lisbeth.
And I guess, should we start?
We should start.
Liz, do you want to take it first?
Of course you're going to make me do
this.
Okay, so here's the thing.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm quitting. I'm out of here.
Bye, Zane.
No more podcasts for me.
Well, now you've stolen our thunder.
Right, what's the point?
Okay, so here's the thing. We love this podcast and we love recording this podcast, but at the moment both Nick and I have incredibly demanding lives, jobs, side hustles, and just a lot of stuff that's basically meaning that I personally don't feel like I've been giving this podcast. I have been half-assing and I like to full-ass things that I do. So basically what I have decided to do is step back from Castology. At the moment it's a hiatus to be decided later on. I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
I don't mean to.
Liz is doing this with 100% support and love from everyone here. Like, life comes first. Podcasting is not
an obligation. And like, I've been doing this for what? How many years have we been doing this?
Like 3 years.
Three and a half.
It was a lot because I basically realized personally that I was doing my full-time 9-to-5 job, which has gotten incredibly stressful, as well as my other podcast, a column that I write every week, a side hustle business that I have, as well as a couple of personal goals that I need to reach. And I had to pick the one thing that had to go in my life. And unfortunately, it was Castology.
And it's not going to go. It's still going to be around.
Yeah, so we didn't want to disappoint you guys as listeners. So what we want to do is Zane is a constant. Zane is forever. Zane is eternal.
That's a sad thought. I need there to be an end at some point.
So we're going to audition some new hosts to take Nick in my spot. And at the moment it's a for now. I'm anticipating that it may be slightly longer for me than it could be for Nick, but who knows? We've got to revisit this later. But yeah, I've had to make the very tough decision of putting my life first, and when I have some announcements as to why, I guess I'll make them. But at the moment, I just need to work towards a bunch of stuff and hope for the best without crying.
Absolutely. And it's happened before. The podcast still happens.
Yeah.
You're not disappointing anyone. And yeah, so we're going to be looking, going to have another couple new voices and new approaches to recommending podcasts. So that's going to be interesting for everyone. Mm. What I really like is when new people come in and go like, we're going to have to listen back to everything that we've recommended because you can't recommend it again.
I mean, I guess they can just look at the list.
But I may not tell them that there is a list.
Nick, did you want to add, because I feel like I've spoken for both of us, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think for me, obviously I'm making the difficult decision to probably step back for a few months. There's quite a few reasons, and I think Liz, like, I think listeners, if you did listen to the Witness Borderlands saga, is pretty much a prime example of that. I haven't really identified or really bonded with podcast as much as I did. And, you know, I've been doing this for 2 years or however fucking long it is, swear to God. And when we sat down this afternoon to record this set of shows, you know, when Liz, you know, said that,
I didn't.
It was still on my mind, and I just couldn't do it. And I think
it's because genuinely, without trying not to cry, recording this podcast is honestly the highlight of my month. Like, and spending time with you guys is honestly the highlight of my month. Like, I have such a good time. And so every time I go, fuck, I need to quit because I've got so much on. And then I come here and I have such a good time and I go, okay, I can do more. But it's, yeah, I need to sort some life things out and I need to give myself some more bandwidth because I don't have any room to breathe at the moment. And I feel like Nick's got a new demanding job that's given him a lot less room to breathe as well.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, one of my mantras is I always want to produce my best work, and, and I don't feel like I'm doing that. It, you know, we were talking pre-show before, how, well, you know, we were sort of, I guess, dissecting what we were feeling, and
had a bit of a group therapy session.
Had a group therapy session, as we all do every single time we record.
Every time,
little group dinner and a little therapy
debrief.
And you know, I don't know if I'll come back. I haven't made that decision yet. But I deep down didn't want to continue not producing the best, and that's why I think taking the breaks important. And like Liz, you know, I've got another podcast that I have to focus on as of, well, when this releases, it's will be deep into the netball season, but that's I produce and host that show, and that's very demanding once the season starts, and it will be this year for 6 to 8 months. And I think it's very difficult because I don't like letting you two down, but I also don't like letting listeners down. And I know that we've gotten some incredibly supportive comments and reviews and messages from people that have been listening for so long and have attached themselves to the show. And it's a bit of a reckoning, I think. And I'm coming to terms with it probably almost live, really.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave that behind, but I feel like if I don't, I'll sink. And
I'm leaving my little toe in the door. So like I'm out the door, but I've put a little bit of sticky tape on the little door snib so that
I can't lock it.
So that Zane can't lock us out.
It's a security problem.
I do foresee in the future, hopefully if all things work out, me having a bit more time. So there could very well be circumstances under which I decide that I want to return. But yeah, and
absolutely. Like, I don't think anyone's going to view this as a betrayal or letting anyone down. Like, this podcast is a lot, I'm going to say a lot less work for me than it is for either of you, because I do this sort of stuff all day, every day.
You're listening to podcasts all the time, whereas I swapped jobs about a year ago, and I used to be able to just type with my headphones in, and that's not something I can do anymore with the new job that I have.
And turning a hobby and something fun into work sounds like a great idea when you first have it, but, you know, then it turns into work.
Yeah.
And both of you are very busy doing lots of stuff, so there is absolutely no reason to feel guilty. This is a good life decision.
And I do need to point out, because I am that bitch, I have another podcast called Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. So if you miss me and you still want to hear my dulcet tones, I will still be continuing with Ghosts. And I made that decision because Ghosts was my idea and my baby. And I've
as Castology is my baby.
It's, yeah, Zane's baby that he wonderfully asked me to come on board with, and I've enjoyed every single second of it, except when I had to listen to the Jordan B. Peterson podcast thanks to old Patrick. But yes, I'm going to try and put a bit more energy into my baby, but I'm staying with the network and on that podcast. Yeah. So,
and you're a lot sassier on that podcast.
Mm. So much sassier. Sure. I say fuck a lot more.
Shall we get into the episode?
Let's do it. I feel very sorry for the person that Whoever looks after this has to take over from my recommendation for this week.
Let's hear what
I know, because everything that we recommend this week, whatever poor bastards come on next week, they're going to have to review whatever we say, because it's like the final Simon Says, right? You have to.
You have to.
So my recommendation this week is from a – and it also feels a little bit fitting – is actually a recommendation from good friend of the show, Eric Wilson.
Eric.
Hands down the podcast listener who sends us the most recommendations.
And can we just say Eric is not, like, had not been a friend of ours before we started this podcast. Literally just a listener that writes in and talks to us and sends us recommendations and just has, it's just, Eric, it's been a delight.
And Eric, if you're listening to this.
Which he will be.
Hang out for next week. Just that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
next episode's going to be a good one for Eric.
Teaser. So Eric very kindly sent through this recommendation. And to be honest, it hit the mark for me because I did wonder this. Now, this podcast is called NFL Explained.
I'm glad
I
quit.
What is it about?
Zane, NFL explains the NFL to the layman. So like myself, if you're like some people on Earth –
Is NFL non-fungible lollies?
Oh, don't talk about fungible things because I'll get angry about NFTs. You'll watch the Super Bowl, you watch the playoffs for the NFL, but you don't understand it. The game goes for 4 fucking hours. Who gives a shit?
It has so much armor. You look at the Australian football players and they just bash into each other with no protection.
Yeah, isn't that really truly who we are?
Yeah.
but this is a really great podcast from Eric. Again, thank you so much. That just literally explains the NFL. So it talks about how each NFL team gets their name. Why is a backup quarterback so important? What do these position means? The origins of NFL stadiums. And there's some really, really interesting facts about NFL stadiums, by the way, about how much they make, how much they lose in money. Actually, not great if you are anti-capitalism, but that's fine.
I wonder Zane, you're gonna who fucking on hate this podcast.
Wait, Zane, listen to the NFL stadiums episode. You'll love it.
Well, I was going to ask, how do they split it up? Do they like pick a topic and then an episode, or is it like a structured season on like, let's talk about the different teams, let's talk about the rules?
It literally is just explaining random shit about the NFL.
Okay.
There is a lot.
I like that format. That's a fun format idea.
I think it lends itself to that in that it just kind of picks your battles, really. Like rather than having a set structure where it is kind of
Explain it to me from A to B to C because I'll chew out. Pick a thing and tell me how it works. Yeah. I like it.
It's like a history thing, right? Like it's just being like you're being taught like, okay, so this happened here and then it goes to here. But it's like, no, let's talk about some names of NFL teams in the AFC. Let's talk about what NFL players eat. All this other random cool stuff. This is a really fascinating show.
Is it food?
Do they eat?
You'll have to listen to find out.
Oh, I think no.
Got him.
No, that's my other podcast.
But Eric, I feel like this is super fitting. I don't think I have recommended anything that you've sent through for me yet. This is a perfect way for me to go, I think. So NFL Explained. Thank you very much, Eric. I really enjoyed it.
Yep. Neither of us are looking forward to listening to that, but only I have to.
Liz.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember this, but back in the day, there was a reality TV show called There's Something About Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
I figure Zane may know what I'm talking about.
Is that the Channel 10 one?
It was on Channel 10 during like the second Big Brother series.
So it was quite early on.
It was
a British TV show.
Let me explain. Sorry. So this podcast that I'm recommending, and I got a special dispensation to recommend a Wondery podcast because I'd given myself a Wondery ban for a while, but this one I think was important enough to bring back. So this podcast is called Harsh Reality, The Story of Miriam Rivera. So what it was meant to be a reality show with a twist. There's a whole bunch of guys in Ibiza competing for a cash prize and the love of a beautiful and mysterious woman. And it was meant to be her big break. But I guess this is what you'd call the era of cruel reality TV.
Yep.
So the twist that they didn't tell the gentleman about was that Miriam was trans.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep.
And so she was thinking, this is amazing. This is going to be my big break. And everyone behind the scenes was like, look at the men doing this thing. And what's amazing about this is that they had no psychologist until literally the day before the final was about to be broadcast when they went, holy shit, this is going to go very, very, very wrong. Now, I don't want to spoil too much, but is it a spoil? It's not a spoiler if it happened. Like,
I mean, if you're going to talk about what happened on the actual show, then I don't think it's a spoiler. If you're talking about
what happened after,
what is revealed in the, in the podcast, maybe it's a spoiler, but... I think,
let's just say things went incredibly badly for literally everyone involved. And what I like about this podcast, because it was focusing so much on Miriam's transness, is that this is made by someone who was Miriam's friend.
Yeah.
And so it focuses on Miriam as a person and who she was and what she wanted and what she loved. It talks to actual contestants that were on the show, so about how they felt about it at the time and how they feel about it now. It talks to the actual psychologist who was literally called in and overnighted on a plane when they realized that everything was going to go to absolute fucking shit on the day.
I just can't. I mean, I'm not going to speak about this with either of you. So I just can't see how they could be so disconnected from reality that they didn't have any idea that it was going to go poorly until that time.
Till that point, I know.
And listening to this podcast is just... I literally signed up for a week of Wondery Plus because they were getting episodes a week early and I needed... And I hate that because I hate paywall. I love Wondery, I love you, but I hate paywall. But I needed to know because I knew the overview of what happened, but hearing it on this kind of minute level with a focus on essentially like I would consider everyone victims of the producers. No one was more of a victim than Miriam because her life turned out fucking horribly after this.
I mean, there is a world in which this kind of show with this kind of gimmick could not be a horrible mess of a show absolutely. For everyone. Yeah.
The way that it was pitched, and they say this in one of the first episodes, was that it was like exploring masculinity and you know, like the twisty spin words on it, you go, oh, this could be a good idea. But literally everybody who speaks about it after the fact, I'm just sitting there going, oh, I don't get how this was greenlit.
Yeah.
In the same vein that, and then they had like Joe Millionaire back in the day where there was a whole bunch of people dating a man because they thought he was a millionaire and then they found out he was actually poor as shit at the end, which is nowhere near as bad. But
There is a very famous meme about a concept for a TV show that I would personally watch. I'm not sure if it's cruel or not because the people involved with it sign on for it. But basically, you put a whole bunch of guys in a house and you tell them that everyone else is gay, you're straight, and you have to figure out who the straight one is throughout the course of the show. But the gimmick is that they're all straight.
No, I couldn't watch. No, there was a, do you know there was a show called Playing It Straight? Have you seen that?
Yes, no, I do remember.
It's an Australian reality TV show where it was hosted by, I think, Jennifer Hawkins.
Yes.
And there was one woman, bachelorette style, half the men were gay and half were straight, and they tried to play it. It's called Playing It Straight because they'd win money if they convinced her that they were straight and got all the way to the end, they'd win the money. It was this is reality TV was so exploitative. Yeah. It was really a cruel medium, and I'm going to be listening quite eagerly to the next episode because I really want to know what anybody thinks of this podcast because I still was listening to it not believing. Like the amount of fear in the psychologist's voice when you get to his episodes, getting a phone call at like 2 o'clock in the morning from an exec going, we need you on a plane tomorrow, because they'd only just realized that this might not go badly when this woman has been making out with these guys and they had no idea, you know, like lying and manipulating them like that. Like, and the way that the producers manipulated them goes so far beyond just telling them, you know.
Yeah. This is very interesting. I'm very interested in this podcast. So at time of recording, how many episodes are there and how many will there be? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure that it's already done. Okay. And there are 8 episodes.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's very bingeable and unbelievable. The type of shit they used to greenlit is insane.
Yeah, it's
insane.
Well, I mean, we will be talking about that in our review section a little bit, I think, when we talk about Trojan Horse Affair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's I'm very interested in that, and that's going to be cool.
And I think the most crucial part is that it is narrated by someone who was a friend of Miriam's, which it's so important to allow her part of the story to be told.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Harsh Reality, the story of Miriam Rivera.
Zane.
I'm recommending a podcast this week.
I don't care because I don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, but I'd like to.
No, I
think you might.
That's fucking brutal.
I think you might like this podcast.
Oh, shit.
This is a podcast that I would, if I was in high school this year, I would make this podcast.
Okay.
I remember when I was going through high school that I was like, people don't pay enough attention to what teenagers actually think.
No, they don't. They think they know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, they think that teenagers think they know everything, but teenagers are having very real experiences that they're trying to muddle through with. And that's what this podcast is about. It's called Teenager Therapy. And it's basically five teenagers getting together to talk about how they approach how they approach life and these things. So I listened to a podcast just following up today, the latest one, and it was basically just about how you deal with people giving you kudos and like how do you take validation from people.
I tell them they're lying.
Yeah, well that's what I mean. And like, and one of the guys on there was like, well, I used to think that I could only take advice from people who are better than me, so I automatically put people into categories that are either better than me or worse than me, and so constantly comparing. And it's a really interesting discussion
but
about
people
life
who
in
are
general.
Better than you are going to put you down, so you're going to feel bad about yourself.
Well, again, another one of the guys says, "Well, I like to put myself in a teacher." And student relationship in wherever I fit. So if they know more than me, then I'm the student and I try to learn from them.
Huh.
If I know...
That's actually very intelligent.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, these, they don't present themselves as experts. They're just like, this is how I relate to life. This is how I'm trying to deal with things. Mm. Obviously, they are aware of everything that's happening around them, so they talk about things like wokeness and that sort of thing in a very... They do it in a very mature way, but they're not pretending to be adults. They are, I feel like they're very, very true to themselves in terms of how they relate to and speak to each other. So I think it's really great insight into the teenage experience.
I like that it's not being prescribed by an adult either.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no voices in here that aren't teenagers.
Great.
Yeah, so the episodes are it's very chatty. It's not overproduced and they run about 30 minutes. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I unquit. No, I don't unquit, but I will be listening to that.
What a twist.
You can still listen to the podcast we recommend.
Oh, I'll still be listening to this podcast because I still need to know where to find the good podcast.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Fucked if I'm doing that work anymore.
Let's check the fuck out. I love it so much. All right, we're going to go on to our recommendations from last fortnight, and I want to start with Zane.
I recommended You Are Good, which is a podcast that examines movies through their emotional messaging. So what did you think?
I liked the podcast, but I didn't get that that's what they were doing.
Yeah, they were just talking about movies.
Yeah. So I listened to the one about First Wives Club, which I loved because First Wives Club... Brilliant movie.
Great movie.
And I had to look up what their gimmick was because I was like, okay, it's just two people talking about a podcast and I don't understand how the title really relates. And I enjoyed their observations, but I feel like I would like to see it linked back to their theme, whether it's by a more explanatory preamble or kind of linking back or doing a sum up at the end going, okay, so what did we learn from this movie kind of thing.
So what you're saying is it's another kind of gutting of the sacred cow.
Yeah, it's like something that has a really great concept but you need to stick to the concept rather than just have two mates talking about movies because their insights were great. I really enjoyed listening to them.
Mm.
I like, you know, I mean, You Are Good is a good affirmation. It makes me feel happy. But I think they need to really focus and hone in on that lens that they're looking at through.
Yeah, it was very warm and fuzzy.
Yes.
You could tell this I don't know if it is, but I got a sense that this is very much a pandemic project. Like,
yes,
I don't know if that's
absolutely
true.
I don't. Yeah, it started in August of 2020.
Yeah, so it feels like a very much a pandemic project, which is great, which is totally fine. A lot of people.
I was interested by the premise that you, the first premise that you gave us about the dads,
fatherhood, and dads. Yeah, yeah. And like that's the thing. Like, you can tell that they are trying to find out who they are and how they're presenting it. Like that is an ongoing thing for them.
And I think how it's presented is it's pretty straightforward. Like, they're just talking about movies, but they do talk about it in a depth that, to be honest, like, they talk, they're one of the Mission Impossible episodes actually quite interesting because they do talk about the dad issues on that, or they find dad issues in Mission Impossible. It's like, I just fucking watch it because it was just like an action movie, but this is cool. This is
many movies have daddy or mummy issues though, that you don't think about until you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I would not have picked Mission Impossible, but
that's the one thing that gets me.
Yeah, every single time. But it is very warm and fuzzy, and it's like, honestly, it's just a completely inoffensive show. I don't know if it presents anything meaningful or new to me in terms of like movie shows, because there's so many, and I know on the show over the years we've done, like, if we're presenting a movie show, we do believe in it and we think it's good. And this is not off that list. So
yeah, well, and that's kind of why I presented it, because this is, rather than being a movie show that's warm and fuzzy, I think this is a warm and fuzzy that's just uses movies to have the conversation.
Yeah. And again, it's very warm. It's very, like, it is quite charming, and the hosts are very, very sweet. But I was like, yeah, this is cool. You just talk about movies. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was looking for that hook.
That X factor.
Yeah. And it just, I think, like you said, they got to a point where they were like, oh shit, we kind of just, we floated away. And then it just became just talking straight movies, which is fun. So cool. Anyway,
yeah, and honestly, that's why I brought it, because it was just an easy podcast that isn't overproduced, I guess, because a lot of things would be like, let's talk about dads in movies, and yeah. Whereas this is just like, okay, let's talk about life through movies.
Yeah. And it does sometimes, when I listen to three episodes, it does very much feel like they are, in some of the episodes, they are going through some stuff.
Yes.
Like, you can kind of be like, all right, you really are having a bad day, or like something's like, obviously very, like, it's just,
they really open up. Like, I've listened to a fair few episodes. Like, yeah, they do treat this like a little bit like group therapy.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think that's great.
I would love, that's just like, I would love them to change the name of the podcast to something about like group therapy through therapy through movies. Like, that's such a good, like, I just, my brain just went, that's such a good hook. Like, let's work out our shit through watching movies.
Mm.
Someone make that podcast, like, change, guys. Like, I mean, sorry, I don't mean to say change your podcast. What you have is great. But, yeah, work your shit out through movies. How great.
Yeah.
Like, I compartmentalize and will never watch anything that will make me cry. And that's how I work my shit out. Comedies only, bitches.
If I want to cry, I just need to watch Up. It's the only movie that does
and
it.
Only the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. I don't need to watch that again. It makes me too upset. Anyway, we're going to move on to Liz's recommendation.
Stuff the British Stole, bastards. Basically, it's a show that is hosted by Mark Fennell, where he goes through a whole bunch of artifacts that are sitting in various museums and archives and whatnot, and looks past their little polite plaques that they have on where they obtained it, and looks at the crappy colonialistic history of how they nicked this shit and what the story is. So it's like history, but it's Mark Fennell. And what did we think?
I thought it was impeccably produced. Mark Fennell, you know, there's like people on earth, creative specifically, and you watch what they do, or you listen to what they do, and you look at it and just go, fuck, I'm a piece of shit. Like,
I don't do the fuck, I'm a piece of shit. I look at him and I go, he was made for this medium.
Well, he is, and he is, and it shines through here. Like, we've done, I think we've reviewed a couple of shows of Mark's in the past. Yeah. I think most of them were from my recommendation from memory. But
I think Patrick did one back in the day, didn't he? Yeah, maybe.
I can't remember. Anyway, so I downloaded the show, and I think it was It Burns was the Audible original. Mm. Anyway, this is just phenomenally produced, but it's just, it feels so important to keep this stuff, like, above the surface. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, there's some really interesting stories that are born out of this, and it really does feel like a journey. Every episode feels like a journey to discovering. Like, I think the Headhunters episode is really fascinating because it does talk about New Zealand culture, colonialism, like what tattooed heads mean, and like it's just, it's a really beautiful, beautiful show.
I just love the lens that it looks through. It's, like the, their hook and their gimmick, chef's kiss.
If I was Vice, I'd be looking at this show and being like, fuck. Because this is what good presentation documenting is in podcast form. I think this is a shining example of that.
Confronting without being offensive.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's resonated me so hard. And again, Mark Fennell is just probably the most organic, personable host.
I'm very jealous of him.
Yeah. Makes me upset. It makes me hate myself even more.
Mark, would you like to be my friend? Because if you would, I would gladly have a coffee with you one day and talk podcasts.
Absolutely. I think his strength is the story that he tells.
Mm.
Yeah, he knows how to get a point across through a narrative. I listened to a few episodes, but the one that really stuck out was Not Your Venus.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about kind of late stage slavery in South Africa and the objectification of African bodies. And it was amazing in that I had never heard so much of the information that was presented here. And I listen to a lot of history podcasts. This is amazing. This is amazing work. This is easy to subscribe, listen to all of it.
This is you know how you're like on off the sort of binge. Yep. I would easily, I didn't do it, but I will, I will easily binge this.
That's the thing. When I first listened to this podcast, and let me just point out, I had it on my list before it won an Australian Podcast Award.
It just happened to do it.
Yeah. And I was like, damn it, now everyone knows it. I immediately listened to it and I was like, both the boys are going to love this. Like, I had no hesitation that both of you were going to love this podcast.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'd heard of it and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I would have honestly fallen off my chair shocked if either of you said you didn't like it.
Yeah. I knew about this as well because I follow Mark's work quite closely, but I never got around to listening to it. And again, it's one of those things where you sit and listen and go, fuck, I wish I fucking recommended that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
No, now you just get to listen to it without any of the responsibility of having to write show notes about it.
Don't even remind me of bloody show notes. Thank you for reminding me about show notes. I will do them.
Oh, show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much more to say about this. It's exactly what's on the can, and it is again, this is an A+ of a podcast.
Yes. This is an example of a podcast that has the perfect title to explain exactly what it is.
Yep. Yeah.
Like it's yeah.
And the title that sets the tone for the rest of the show.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Also podcast art, perfect example.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep. Strong words, strong imagery. Yeah. Bang. Simple as that. Cool. All right, let's go on to my recommendation.
Oof.
Mm.
Oof.
All right.
You recommended? Christ.
I recommended the New York Times and Serial Productions collaboration, The Trojan Horse Affair.
Oh, that's not oof. I was just saying oof because
it's me.
It's you.
That makes sense.
I was saying it because it's an angry-making podcast.
It is an angry-making podcast.
So what this boils down to is that an anonymous letter was sent to Birmingham City Council a few years ago, which sparked outrage within the community that radicalization into Islam
no,
or is
no,
like
no,
Islamophobia?
It was
Islam.
Like,
I don't know.
Islamification.
Islamification. So they weren't trying to be like, hey, everybody, go out and be radical extremists.
Yes.
But they were just trying to indoctrinate students, allegedly.
Allegedly.
What they were doing was giving Islamic students the freedom to be Islamic and
they were not discriminating. They decided to not discriminate against Islamic
But someone
students.
Wrote a fake letter
saying it's part of a
which
plot.
Which implied that it was part of a jihad to take over the school systems and impose the Islamic way of life on more schools.
Yes.
Absolutely broke my heart the way that some of these people who at the start of the podcast, you can clearly see should be winning fucking Teacher of the Year awards for the amount of work that they're doing at because, you know, these schools had the worst results in the country and they went to having some of the best just by allowing people to be who they were.
Yeah.
I dug this podcast. As I said, I shoved it into Nick's lap because I was like, I feel like this is up your alley. I binged it when I first got there. It's one of those ones that doesn't have like there's it's kind of up in the air at the end, but I really liked the playoff between the two hosts. So you've got somebody who I forget his name, but the guy who did S-Town, he obviously has made podcasts before, is a bit more of a professional, and can you look up names so I don't sound like an asshole? And then the other guy who is also Muslim and takes a lot of it to heart, and there's quite a lot of him.
Brian Reed.
Yes.
And Hamza Syed.
Yes. And so Hamza goes off a lot. He goes off his nut a lot in this podcast and ruins quite a bit of the work that they've done and acknowledges it. And I think I really like that kind of raw, oh my God, I fucked up. Like
even at the very start, he says, like, I'm trying to figure out what my style will be. And it's like, I think it'll be a lot more aggressive than yours. And it turns out that, yeah, it is. Like this is...
It's the birth of an investigative journalist as much as it is the story of this podcast.
The sad thing is he says he's probably not going to be a journalist anymore because of the reaction to this investigation.
That's awful.
And like what they're talking
really
about...
He did really good work. Yeah. Like,
but that's the thing. What they're talking about was pre 9/11, basically.
Yeah.
And it was just racism in British society because they invited, you know, these Pakistani refugees over and then discriminated against them and said, well, they can't be doctors and lawyers. They'll just be shopkeepers and taxi drivers. And that's why their grades were down. And then when these teachers go, well, that's not right. They went in and
here's
they
all the things you can
spent
do.
18 years building it back up to some of the best results in the country. And then this happens.
And when you listen to the podcast, it's never proven beyond a shadow of a doubt who sent this letter.
Yeah.
But the theories and the very strong theory, I would say, it's a really sad little reason why somebody sent that letter that destroyed so many lives. And not just the lives of the teachers that it implicated, but the students that the system then failed.
Mm-hmm.
And the politicians spinning their shit in this podcast.
Yeah.
Makes
me couldn't
angry. Yeah.
believe it. There's one guy that they talk to that just spins absolute shit and contradicts themselves and is like, oh, I don't think I said that. And then they literally play tapes. Like, oh my Lord.
That's the thing. When you have things on tape, you can't just deny it. Like, we're beyond that in politics now.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a sex tape, own it.
Yeah.
People will get past it in 2 weeks. If you said something ridiculous and racist, you go, that I said that and I was wrong. And I believe something different now, unless you're you're still trying to get across that message.
Yeah.
I love that they kept, I love this style of podcasting because it keeps as much as it's editorializing in a really big way, I don't mind when it's also telling a sub story about the people who are making the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm normally like, keep yourself out of it. Your job is to tell the story. But when you are a part of the story by way of the fact that you are also Muslim and it's a personal attack on you.
Well, that's the thing. I would say that this podcast, it's not about the Trojan horse affair. It's about the fallout to the community, and he is part of the community.
Yeah. But I guess it is like the whole premise of the podcast is them trying to figure out beyond a shadow of a doubt where the letter came from.
And that's the thing. I think if they did figure out where the letter came from, then it would be a very different podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they would have a...
Spoiler alert. They don't find out beyond a shadow of a doubt. But let me tell you, their theory, I buy it. I buy it 100%. Well, maybe 98%.
I would say 95%. Mm. Yeah. I think, but that's the thing. Like, it's
but it was so human that Hamza Syed, so human in the way that they conducted this particular investigation. And like, I found myself going, you know, when Brian Reed was telling him to calm the fuck down, I was like, nah, keep going, bro. Keep yelling at these people because they have done a shit thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest detail of this whole thing is that the people who were taking this letter as truth never investigated where it came from.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it played into their narrative.
Talked in circles about why they didn't.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Because it didn't matter. Well, it does fucking matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does matter.
Because, like, yeah, what if it was just someone with a grudge trying to get... What if it was
trying
a student
to save their own
with
job.
A grudge trying to get a teacher fired?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that happens. Trust me. Like, both of, you know, my dad and my stepmom, both teachers, the amount of shit that kids spin, yeah. which because they don't like a particular teacher, and that can put someone's career on the line. Like, there are so many motivations that play into this, but because they're like, oh, we found something, didn't we? No, you didn't. You yeah. found...
This is a great podcast, very angry-making podcast.
Prepare before going in.
Because I didn't find it as angry-making as some of the stuff that you've given me.
Yeah,
because I didn't feel a sense of helplessness because I was on their angry train, if that made sense.
And whereas, I think that is the selling point of his journey, is like he gives full voice to everything that you're thinking.
Yeah.
And I think it would be, and like, if by some miracle either Brian or Hamza are listening to this podcast, I think it would be a crime if he doesn't continue yeah. in investigative yeah, journalism. I'd agree. Like, I honestly think that there, when you have a voice that is that strong, you owe it to the world to put it out there.
Yeah, I 100% agree, and I hope it's not the end for him, because I mean, I understand the mentality, but we've got to keep fighting.
And that's the thing. When you are so passionate about something that it comes out in your work, like, I get that you're not going to be the kind of impartial journalist that Brian Reed was hoping that you're going to be. But that sometimes makes for better content, because you are going to fight harder to get the answers that other people may give up on. I just, please, Mr. Saeed, please. Please keep doing what you're doing. I don't give a shit if people said that you were doing something that was wrong or there was an outrage. You made me feel something, and I think we all need a bit of that to make us move and do things these days.
Absolutely. So well done, Nick. That was a good recommendation.
What a way to go. Well done, Liz. I was going to say, what a way to go. Then I realized NFL Explains coming up. Well,
oh shit,
man. I guess that's it. Do we want to back announce first?
Yeah, I recommended "Harsh Reality: The Story of Miriam Rivera."
Very much looking forward to that,
Zane.
I recommended "Teenager Therapy," which is five teenagers talking about how they deal with mental health and their approach to life.
And I recommended "NFL Explained" via big fan of the show, Eric Wilson.
Yep.
Enjoy whoever
that is also going to happen.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great, but enjoy some whoever's taking over. Enjoy. But yeah, I don't. Liz, you have any?
Look, we've
things?
Still got a mini to record yeah. after this, so we will still be here for one more week. But as the final big episode, I'm really proud of my final recommendation, because I think it's important. I have loved sitting in this chair more than I can possibly tell you. This is the podcast that got me into podcasting. I was going to say into podcasts, really. Like, I liked My Favorite Murder, and that was about it. And I hope to come back. I can't say whether or not I will, but I hope
the people will demand it.
The people, well, look, if you demand it hard enough, guys, just saying.
Liz's ego.
I am a narcissist. No, I'm not a narcissist, but I am very egotistical sometimes. Mm. Nick? I want to say thanks to Nick as well for coming on board mid, you know, like, don't be scared, guys, because don't forget, like, we lost Patrick and people lost their shit, but then we gained Nick. So you might gain some voices that you absolutely love from this.
Yeah, and also people that have not said anything about us might start piping up, because they'll think, fuck, Nick's not here. And, oh, it's a shame Liz is in here.
Nah, they'll be like,
oh, thank fuck, they're both gone.
Yeah.
And it works out
I
really
don't
well.
Think I'm anyone's favorite.
Hey,
I
don't
recommend 5 hour long podcasts.
There are a lot of people who are like, you're not special. Like, there are a lot of people who love your stuff. There are a lot of Zanes out there in the world.
The latest Dan Carlin is great. It's 5 hours of the history of slavery. Is perfect.
Can you Cliff Notes it for me?
his episode is a Cliff's Notes of his series. Geez, he did Louise. 5 hours instead of doing a 20-hour series, but he's got lots of first-hand accounts of what it was like to be a slave and the journey of slavery in America. It was really great, great stuff, but yeah. My last big recommendation from the stuff that we've recommended before.
But we'll sign it off there. As always, you can get us on.
It's a little bit. That's a little bit like.
You'll be fine. Yes. The podcast will still
and
be
look,
here.
And look, I'm going to take another chance to plug. You can still hear my voice on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, and I am going to put a link in the show notes to this one because if you like me, please come listen.
But yeah, if you want to recommend episodes, you can get us. That's notcanon.com/castology. Zane's going to deal with it, and I won't. And neither.
But I'm so looking forward to listening to this podcast with the new voices that we've.
Yeah, it's actually look. To be frank, it's going. I'm quite excited by the prospect of that because it feels like
get
it's going to be a
sweet
little bit
new
refreshing.
Recommendations.
And maybe it might even help inform you know how I present my shows. You know.
Yeah, which and look, you might we might find a you might find your love for podcasting again and demand to come back.
Yeah, yeah, I'm maybe who knows.
Kick out the new who host. Knows? Can you imagine what if Patrick move. Came back and demanded that we get rid of Nick and he comes back into the show?
I would
no honestly, fucking way.
Got him. But anyway, I've been one of your hosts, Nick Leaker. Across from me has been
Zane C. Webber
and
Elizabeth H. Best.
Look after yourselves, people.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.